Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Mary Beth Halperin, Vice President, Public Relations and Community Affairs for Comcast Michigan Region. Hello, Mary Beth. How are you?
Great. How are you doing tonight there, Jack?
Just fine. Are you here yet or on your way up to mid-Michigan?
I'll be hitting the road as soon as we're done talking on the radio this evening, and so I'll be spending the night up in Lansing and out at our Comcast location bright and early tomorrow to collect a whole bunch of recycled electronics from folks in your area.
All right. I talked to our good friend Patrick Paterno a couple times today, and he's got the red carpet rolled out for you, so when you get here, you'll see the band and everything.
I can't wait. You know, I was talking to him myself and wondering how windy it had gotten up there because here in the Detroit area, we were still experiencing those kinds of winds that can really, throw off an event. So we're hoping it's going to be a little bit calmer in the morning and that we'll see a lot of folks coming out there.
Well, we're in the capital city in an election year, so it's going to be pretty windy regardless.
You know, a few more days of high winds is what I predict for your area of the state.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about this program. Comcast and NBC Universal presenting Green is Universal, that's appropriately titled, the e-cycling event where Lansing area residents can recycle old electronics for free. Tell us about this.
Right. I think many communities today have done a great job of encouraging homeowners and residents to take those plastics and cans and newspapers to the curb every week. One of the harder things that people are unsure about recycling are their electronics. That could be printers and computers, cell phones, stereo equipment, video games. With our partnership with NBC Universal, we're going to give the consumers in your area a chance to bring down any old electronics that they have been maybe sitting on in the basement, or in my case, mine was stored in my garage. So this will be a chance to clean out some old electronics that they weren't sure where they should recycle. And then the big thing is we don't want to see those types of equipment end up in landfills. So this is a way for people to give back to the environment by coming out and recycling with us tomorrow.
Mary Beth, for those who may have missed the memo, why is it so important to recycle electronic equipment as opposed to, say, an old chair?
Well, there are different types of materials in different electronics, especially old televisions, like with the old tubes or different metals that are used in computer equipment today. Those type of materials can actually contaminate the landfills. Plastics are also such hardy material that they don't actually compost over time like other materials might. So when something like a computer or an old television or even old batteries end up in the landfill, that poses a challenge for the environment around it, potentially contaminating the ground.
How many people are aware of what they should do and follow through, Mary Beth?
I have a feeling, based on what I see happening not only in my community, but from what we've seen from the EPA, very few people understand what is allowed to be recycled, number one, and what should be recycled. There's some statistics from the EPA that said in 2007, only about 18% of materials, TVs, cell phones, computer products that were really at the end of their life, rather than having those gadgets be recycled, they end up in landfill, which means 82% could have been recycled but weren't. So I think the general public has, as I mentioned, I was looking online before I called in to talk to you. A lot of your cities and communities have done a great job of promoting the residential recycling programs in their communities, and they have a lot of great information out there. But when it comes to electronics, it's not as easy for folks to understand what they can do. And that's why I think we see a lot of our old equipment ending up in landfills.
All right, let's tell our listeners exactly what they should do tomorrow with their old electronics. Where do they go? When do they go?
Very good. Starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, running through 6 p.m., Comcast has an office building on East Miller Road. It's 1401 East Miller Road in Lansing. And we'll be down there the whole day waiting for folks to drive up and drop off their equipment. And we'll also have one of our own recycling partners with us, Great Lakes Electronics Corporation. They are our recycling vendor that we work with at Comcast to help make sure that our old equipment that comes out of consumers' homes and is no longer being used in the household gets recycled. So we'll have some experts out there. We'll have lots of bins. If you come in the morning, we'll have some warm coffee. If it's a little windy, we'll have some smiles on our face to get you out of there before you head to work.
We're talking about 1401 East Miller Road in Lansing, and that is on the south side, and that is 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., and you can't just take your stuff over to the Comcast office on Clippert.
No.
It's not like you're dropping off a DVR, right?
No, we're encouraging folks to bring to us at our East Miller Road office tomorrow personal items that they have no longer a use for. So if a customer out there has equipment that is a Comcast piece of equipment, they should use the Clippert Road customer office to drop that off if they no longer need it. But if they have personal electronics that they're looking to recycle, we're the place to go at 1401 East Miller Road.
All right, tomorrow. Computers, printers, televisions. I just got a new television today, in fact.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I just had Comcast representative, so I can tell you that, and got very good service. Cell phones, stereo equipment, video game players, MP3 players, and different kinds of batteries. How many different types of batteries accepted?
There's a number of batteries. Nickel cadmium batteries,
right.
Nickel metal hydride batteries, lithium ion batteries,
right.
Nickel zinc batteries, and small sealed lead acid batteries.
Chances are pretty good if you've got a battery, Comcast will be happy to take it off your hands. Mary Beth, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy your stay in mid-Michigan.
Thank you very much, Jack. And I want to tell you, I know you're a sports fan.
Yeah.
One big heads up for the sports fans that watch Comcast and are a Comcast customer.
Right.
On Channel 900 this weekend, we have got a bounty of live sports events starting at noon with Grand Valley Soccer. 4 o'clock, we've got MAC game Toledo versus EMU, and then 7:30 live, we've got Ferris State Hockey versus Michigan. So,
all right, well, a lot of hockey, certainly, and football at a different level that's always enjoyable, and a lot of local guys playing up at those schools as well in the GLIAC. Thanks so much. We appreciate it, Mary Beth.
Thank you so much, Jack. Have a good evening.
All right, same to you.